more books now. A new anthology of cartoons and illustrations just came out. It tackles the weighty subject of empire building. The book is aptly titled Empire. Independent producer Benjamin Walker has this report.
Reality programming may reign supreme on television, but for the publishing industry, the watchword is empire. These days, every house seems to have one or two books that touch on America's leadership or dominance of the globe. This month, Princeton Architectural Press makes its contribution. The book is called Empire, and it's the brainchild of Nicholas Bleckman, a New York City graphic designer. But Bleckman believes this collection of cartoons, drawings, and graphic design offers a perspective that's not being represented in the greater media.
Unlike other books which are written by politicians or by literary theorists or English professors or economists or historians, what I've tried to do is I've tried to get the picture people together, the graphic workers of America, and to let them comment on the current state of affairs.
And so, what do the graphical workers of America have to say about empire? Well,
my piece is actually called Kevin Bacon Linked to Osama Bin Laden.
Graphic designer Jennifer Daniel.
It just starts off with the first panel of Kevin Bacon, who performed in a 1989 movie called The Big Picture, which also co-starred an actor named Eddie Albert. The second panel then shows Eddie Albert, who is in a movie called The Young Doctors, which was narrated by Ronald Reagan.
Daniel's piece riffs off the game Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon. She links the American movie star with the international terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden, using six photos and six short descriptive captions that spell out the connections.
Although this is clearly an exaggeration of reality, it just shows how we are all somewhat encompassed by this empire that we now live in.
Daniel's piece is typical of much of the work in Empire in that it depicts the connections between things like overseas troop deployments and our seemingly mundane everyday activities like shopping and watching TV. The picture people focus our attention on the ways in which we are all complicit with empire, something Bleckman says illustrators and graphic designers are especially aware of.
A lot of these illustrators and designers have pretty important corporate clients, and a lot of them work for Citibank, Nike, and so forth. So they themselves, I think, are part of the imperial machinery.
It turns out Bleckman spent time on the front lines himself. During the 1990s, he art-directed the op-ed page for the New York Times, an experience that, he says, opened his eyes to the diminishing space for tough political images in mainstream media. To illustrate his point, Bleckman brings up the famous political caricatures of Richard Nixon from the 1970s, images that he believes played a direct role in Nixon's fall from power. Today, he says, it is a rare occasion to see a caricature with any real punch appear outside of the tiny boxes reserved for the established editorial cartoonists.
There's a conscious, definite wariness, and I think that caricatures are especially dangerous because they actually depict specific personalities. So if you depict an elephant or a donkey to represent a party, that's already somewhat abstracted from the administration because it's an animal, so it's a little safer.
There are no cute donkeys or safe elephants in Empire. This is a book that resonates with an intensity that is brash and in your face. Check out this drawing by the cartoonist Ward Sutton.
What I've created is a soldier who looks like he's over in Iraq, and there are explosions all around him, as we all saw on TV. Only his camouflaged uniform is also covered with all sorts of logos and insignias from media and entertainment companies, and on the gun is Disney with a mouse ears.
Ward Sutton's drawing is a provocative statement about the relationship between our media and our military, but because it's a drawing, Bleckman says, there's no place for it in the popular press.
If you have an article that talks about journalists being embedded with troops in Iraq, that's perfectly legit and safe, and everybody would read the article and there'd be no fuss. Or if you saw a photograph of journalists wearing combat gear next to soldiers in Iraq, everybody would accept that because it's a photograph, and how can a photograph not tell the truth? But as soon as you try to do a drawing of that, showing a soldier with, on top of his camouflage, all these different corporate logos, all of a sudden it becomes dangerous somehow. And that's what I find frightening, is that if it's written about, it's acceptable. If it's photographed, you have to believe it. But if it's drawn, then it's propaganda.
It is this attitude towards political imagery that drove Nicholas Bleckman to put Empire together. And yet, it's also why this book stands out on the Empire bookshelf. The picture people provide us with a portrait of our global reality that is both unsettling and eye-opening. For Day to Day, I'm Benjamin Walker.